Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Ernest,
let's call it window
there for you. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. I'm going to get an Americano to go.
Sure.
Gusto?
Gusto, yeah.
Can I get room with that too?
You may absolutely get that.
Beauty.
Anything else?
That's it. All right, now that I got a hot drink in hand, let's get this show started. Welcome. This is the Build and Launch Podcast. My name is Justin Jackson. Glad that you're here. We're going to do a question and answer episode today and then again on Friday. So if this is your first time here, first time listener, hey, head over to buildandlaunch.net/1 and start with the first episode. The show is all about building and launching a product every 7 days. So during a normal season, that's what I'm doing. Every 7 days, I'm working on a project. We announce it on Friday and then ship it on Thursday. But season one just ended, and so many of you were excited about the show and wanted to see it keep going. So I said, okay, well, let's do a couple episodes today and then again on Friday of your questions. Before we get into the questions, I just, again, want to thank all of you who keep listening and sharing the show. If you haven't left a review in iTunes yet, super easy to do that. Just go to buildandlaunch.net/review. That's all you have to do. Okay, let's get into some questions now. These are questions posed to me on email, words@bizbox.ca, or on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, and Justin, or people who joined the newsletter list, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter, and just replied to the email I send out. Here we go. First one from Alex Bush. He says, how do you decide if an idea is worth launching? Great question. That's really the fear we all have, isn't it? That we're going to build something and then we're going to put it out into the world and nobody's going to care, nobody's going to like it, etc. Here's the challenge. It really, at the end of the day, cannot be your idea. And let me explain. So the way that most people think about starting a business or building a product is that they're going to be in the shower, they're going to have a eureka moment. And all of a sudden, they're going to have this great idea. It's going to be the next Facebook. It's going to change the world. Most products don't follow that pattern. Most products are a response to a need within a group of people. So it's not like the founder or the product person comes up with a great idea and then pushes it on the people. Instead, it's the people who provide the inspiration for the product. Does that make sense? Let me give you an example of this. I've told this story before. I was walking to my barber one day to get a haircut. And while I was walking to the barbershop, I had this idea in my head. I'm like, you know, I could really help barbers out with some automatic scheduling software. Because every time I wanted to book an appointment, I had to email him directly. And then he had to get back to me. He had to look at his calendar. And so in my head, I start architecting this software that I think is going to change the barbering industry. And then I get there, and while I'm getting my hair cut, I kind of pitch this idea to him. And he says, you know what? I've actually tried a bunch of systems like that. And the problem is that they all require me to be by a computer. But when I'm cutting hair, I can't be by a computer. I can't be looking at my computer all day. It's like I cut hair and then I have a quick moment to look at my calendar, maybe make some adjustments and then go to the next thing. And so for him, the paper calendar, there was still nothing better than the paper calendar. Your product idea really needs to be something that people want. you can't come up with a solution that you just happen to think is better and then force that on a group of people. Marketing doesn't work that way. You really need to find something that people are desperate for and then build for that. So, to answer your question, how do you know if something is worth launching? If people are asking for it, if people are desperate for it, then you know your idea is worth launching. Great question. All right, question number two. This one came up quite a bit. Sean Arnwine asks, he said, you spoke a little bit about how your days played out, but any advice to those of us with kids, how you work full-time, build products, and still make time for your family? This would be a great one to have my wife on, because there's always a temptation when I get a question like this for me to answer, like I've got all the answers and my life is perfect. But to be honest, there's a lot of my life that's pretty messy. The common answers to this are, I don't watch TV, and I have a perfectly formatted schedule, and I have a regimented routine, and I have all these processes. And some of that's true for me. But to be honest, the way I really do this is I just fit in time whenever I have a spare moment and spare energy. What does this look like? Some days I wake up at 5 a.m. because I can't sleep and put in a couple hours before the kids wake up. Some days I'll work through my lunch hour. Some days I will get home, put the kids to bed, and then at 9 o'clock I will, you know, put in about 3 hours into a project. Some Saturdays my wife said, you know what, I'll just take the kids. You go to the office and just get a bunch of stuff done. So I would go to the office for a full day on Saturday and just, you know, hammer really hard on a project. It also depends on your situation, how flexible you are during the day, how flexible your family is, what stage of life your kids are at. If they're still babies, you know, sometimes that can be better because they're sleeping all the time, but sometimes their lack of independence can be difficult. So there's a bunch of factors here. The key I found is to really pick a small project and just do the best you can. So I deliberately choose tiny, tiny projects and just do the best I can to get them out. And I don't have as much time and energy as someone who, you know, might not have a family and might not be working full time. That's true. The flip side is that that can be a benefit because when you know you only have a certain amount of time and that time is valuable, you tend to not waste it as much. I mentioned this in a recent email newsletter. The only thing that matters when you're building something is the work. Everything else is a distraction. Twitter, setting up email, fiddling around with domain names, fiddling around with technical settings, those are all distractions to the actual work. The work is what pushes that rock uphill. That is the work. So if you're writing a book, it's just sitting down and writing out words. The more words you get done, the closer you get to shipping. If it's software, it's all about writing the code. If you're doing training courses, it's the amount of video that you're creating. Those are the metrics that matter. And everything else should really be put aside just so you can focus on that one thing, especially if you have a family. All right, Randy Skopasek asks about what are you allowed to use? What is fair use when you're doing a podcast in terms of audio clips, images, etc.? So I'm not a lawyer, Randy, but there is something called fair use, and unfortunately, it is complicated. It depends on whether what you're doing is for commercial purposes. It also depends on, for example, how long the clip that you're using is compared to the entire length of your show. It also depends on whether you are stealing business from that creator for your own use. So, for example, if I, you know, put 3/4 of a heavy metal song in this podcast, would I be stealing from the creators? Would people just listen to my podcast and listen to the song and not buy the song from the artist? So I've put a link in the show notes, buildandlaunch.net/15, with a link to a Wikipedia article that addresses this exact question of fair use in podcasts. That's the theme music, so that means I'm out of time for today. Next episode on Friday, episode 16, I will answer some more questions, specifically one from Derek Marino, where he asks, how do you launch if you don't have an established network? So that'll be next week. If you want to ask me a question, words@bizbox.ca, or join the newsletter, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. Or hey, get me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin, that's @MIJustin. All of you folks are the reason that I do this show every single week, and I want to hear what you are building and launching. What did this show inspire you to do? Share those with me too, and maybe I'll talk about them on the show. That's it for this episode. Thanks again, folks. Talk to you soon. Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.